What happens when state and federal financial aid are not enough to cover the full cost of university tuition and mandatory fees for students? Too often, students have to make difficult decisions about whether to change their school of choice or skip higher education altogether because they can't afford it. To provide certainty and opportunity for eligible California students, Cal Poly Humboldt has launched the Green and Gold Guarantee. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Chrissy Holliday, the Vice President of Enrollment Management and Student Success at Cal Poly Humboldt. Welcome, Chrissy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me with you today.
So tell us, what's the Green and Gold Guarantee?
Yeah, so this is really Cal Poly Humboldt's effort to demystify financial aid and college affordability for students from California. What we know is financial aid can be confusing and really complicated. And as you mentioned, we know a lot of students simply think they can't afford college. What we know, because we work with this every day, is that a lot of students who think they can't actually can. And so we are trying to make that more obvious so that students are making their college decision based on really what's possible for them and not just what they think may be possible.
And why is it called green and gold?
Yeah, well, Cal Poly Humboldt's colors are green and gold. And so what this is it's our guarantee. It's really our commitment to making sure that college is affordable for students. So for us, we are actually putting money forward. So we're looking at a student's eligibility for federal and state financial aid, and then determining what the gap is between that and our tuition and mandatory fees. And what we're saying is if they qualify for this, we're telling them that it's covered. And it's not just covered for their first year. It is covered for 4 years if they're first-year students and 2 years if they're transfer students. So this is Humboldt's commitment to them.
Well, that's excellent. How do students apply for this financial aid?
So the best thing about this is there's no separate application. All they have to do is complete either the FAFSA or the state aid application. And if they do that, we automatically consider them once they are admitted and then once they deposit and let us know that they are planning to come to Humboldt beginning in the fall.
Wow. How many students do you think will be eligible?
So we took a look at the last few years, and we had about 300 students, new students coming in every year who would automatically qualify for this. But the thing that made the bigger impact on us was when we realized that of the students we admitted, we had about 1,600 more who could have qualified if they had decided to come here. And so other places, when they've put these sorts of guarantee or promise programs in place, they've seen a lot more students decide to enroll. So we know that window could be anywhere from 300 to about 2,000 students who might be able to take advantage of this for us.
So it sounds like the students are unaware that they are eligible. What are the eligibility requirements?
Yeah. So for this, we are focused on California residents, so or anybody who qualifies for in-state California tuition. And for us, this is going to be people who are new, whether that's first year or transfer, starting in fall of 25. And after they complete the FAFSA or the California aid application, whichever route they decide to go with that, what we're asking them to look at is their student aid index. And they get an email usually right after they submit the application that tells them what their aid index is. And if it's 9,000 or less, they're going to qualify for this. And so the nice thing is they'll know when they do that. A lot of students go ahead and complete the FAFSA before they decide whether they're going to college. So what we're telling them is before you even apply or are admitted to Cal Poly Humboldt, you're going to know if you're going to qualify for this guarantee. So they'll get that email. They'll know if their aid index is 9,000 or less, and they'll know then all they need to do is let us know they're coming, commit, and then enroll full-time for fall, and the guarantee is theirs.
Well, student aid index is a confusing term. Tell me more about what that is.
It is. So, you know, a lot of folks were really familiar with the estimated family contribution before the FAFSA was redone in the last year or so. And so the student aid index replaces what people were used to hearing about with the EFC. And basically, it's a number that the feds calculate how much a student or their family should be able to contribute towards their cost of attendance for college. So what we're saying is if the estimate is that you are not able to contribute anything all the way up to $9,000 a year, then what we're saying is the guarantee applies to you.
Wow. So why is this program necessary?
Well, there have been a number of places across the United States that have taken part in these promise or guarantee programs. Sometimes they're at the state level and sometimes they're at the institutional level. And what we've seen is that when they're put into place, there are a lot of students who previously have just not gone to college or maybe not gone to a four-year college who were eligible. They were just worried about college cost. And so for us at Humboldt, we are very interested in making sure that more students make the decision that's right for them, and they make it with all the information they have. So this is one of our efforts to really impact access to a college education. We know that people who go to college and end up earning a four-year degree or beyond make a lot more money and are able to support their families in a very different way. We know their healthcare over their lifetime, their engagement as citizens tends to be a lot higher. And so we want students to know that that option's available to them if that's what they want.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit more about Cal Poly Humboldt itself, and then how does the university obtain the resources to offer this program?
Yeah, so Cal Poly Humboldt is the newest polytechnic institution in the state of California. We were previously Humboldt State University, and a few years ago, I began the transition to a polytechnic. So what we call ourselves is a poly with a soul. So we are really focused on STEM education and hands-on education, but we continue to have programs, you know, like theater and dance and politics and all of those sorts of things that students have always looked at from the liberal arts side. But what we've done is infuse that with hands-on kind of real-world learning. We're located in extreme Northern California in Humboldt County, and so we're really in the Redwoods. And so students have the opportunity to learn in an environment that is very different from what many of them would experience in their home communities. And so we talk about our learning laboratory that our community provides. And so we have the ocean. We have a new research vessel that students will be learning on. We have rivers. We have marshes. And then we have the redwood forests. And so it's an amazing place to really be able to learn. As far as the resources, we had some startup funding that we could provide for 1 year to get this going. And then what we've committed to is the tuition revenue that comes in from the new students who come in every year. Instead of just automatically putting that into the university budget the way we would, we're putting a percentage of that every year moving forward back into this program to keep it running for future students.
My guest is Chrissy Holliday, the Vice President of Enrollment Management and Student Success at Cal Poly Humboldt. We're talking about the Green and Gold Guarantee Financial Aid Program at Cal Poly. Chrissy, how many other universities in California offer similar guarantees and financial aid?
Yeah, so we are the second in the CSU to offer this, but we're doing things a little bit differently than some of the others. The other piece that we've done, a lot of the programs are kind of what they call last dollar in programs, to where they take all of the students' available scholarship funding to pay for any gap. What we're doing is we're using federal and state grant aid, but then if the students have other scholarships that are available to them that don't specify they have to go towards tuition, if they can be used for things like housing and all of that, we're filling the gap before those scholarships so the students retain their scholarships to make the other costs of attending college even more reasonable for them. So that's one thing that sets this program apart from some of the others that have been doing it for a while.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities now that weren't there before. How prepared is the typical student, high school student, to understand all these costs that are involved in the university experience?
You know, it can be really intimidating. And it's changed a lot. So FAFSA was completely changed last year. So the free application for federal student aid went through a total revision last year. And so even families who may have had another student who's gone to college in the last 5 to 10 years will find a very different reality than they used to. That's one reason we decided now was the time for us to roll out this guarantee program, because we knew there was a lot of confusion about what would be happening. The great news is that Cal Poly Humboldt and other colleges have teams of people who are there to help. their students and people who are considering whether Humboldt or another institution is the right place for them. And so most colleges do financial aid nights, bring students onto campus, and have resources to be able to help demystify the whole process. So I know that's something that's very important to us and that we work hard with students on. But I will say, as we said right at the beginning, a lot of students can't afford college. They just don't think they can. And so something like the guarantee makes it very obvious without them having to risk a whole lot. You know, we don't even have to know they're interested at first for them to know that they're going to qualify for this.
Do high schools offer any type of workshops or courses to help inform students about all of these opportunities?
You know, they do. Many of them do. So most high school guidance counselors and guidance offices will have special events. They will bring in, I know we work a lot with our area school districts to sponsor financial aid nights, and we go in. Also, there are a lot of programs that are dedicated towards getting students to college. So, for example, federal TRIO programs. So you have things like Talent Search and Upward Bound, those sorts of programs that work on connecting students from various underrepresented communities, students who are first generation. Maybe their parents never went to college, so they're not quite sure what that pathway looks like and how to best help. And they offer application workshops. They go into the schools, help students apply both for college and also for financial aid. So there is a lot of that, and you find particularly institutions that are very well connected in their communities, like Cal Poly Humboldt is, doing that sort of work all the time.
On average, what's the debt that students graduate with?
Yeah, so that varies drastically from institution to institution. I can tell you here at Humboldt, last year, our average undergraduate student graduated with debt of about $12,000, which is a lot less. I would say on average across the U.S., it's usually closer to $20,000 or higher. So we're proud of that. Our hope is the guarantee helps decrease that even more, because students will come in knowing, a lot of times students will take out loans because they're just afraid they can't pay for everything, and they don't realize they don't really need to do that. And so they'll know coming in what is available to them and hopefully get rid of some debt that perhaps they didn't need to take out.
How has the federal government's opposition to DEI affected policy decisions at Cal Poly?
You know, we have not had to make significant changes in anything here at Cal Poly Humboldt. We've really been focused for a long time on inclusion across our campus. And California made a lot of changes many years ago in relation to things that considered race and ethnicity and admissions decisions. So for us, you know, we're staying on top of things, but there have not been any direct impacts for us at this time.
So what advice would you give to high school and college students who are trying to navigate the course of loans, financial aid grants, scholarships, all the kind of stuff that they need to go to college, particularly when there are new opportunities out there that they may not know about?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things they can do is decide early which institutions may be a good fit for them. Whether they're looking at Cal Poly Humboldt or they're looking somewhere else, most institutions are going to do a really good job of communicating back with students who have indicated they're interested in possibly attending. And so I know for us, for example, when we announced the Green and Gold Guarantee, every student that had indicated they were interested in coming here to Humboldt has been receiving information from us about this. And that's the same for general financial aid. We send reminders about when the FAFSA is due and when deadlines are approaching and if there are state deadlines for doing certain things. Most colleges are very good about letting students know when those sorts of things are happening. But if a student hasn't raised their hand and said they're interested in an institution, they may not have that sort of support. And that's where it becomes a lot more difficult. So my recommendation is that they reach out to those they think may be a good fit. Do a little bit of exploration. Poke around on their websites. Read what they're posting on social media. See if the institution really seems like a good fit. And, of course, if you can, go visit. Go ask questions. Visit the admissions office. Visit the financial aid office. And spend some time walking around campus and seeing how it feels.
All good advice. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you so much.